It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox are back in action tonight in Houston. It'll be an 8:10 first pitch, 7:10 with the pregame here on WEEI. Dustin May.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, gets the start tonight. Yeah, not great his last time out. Tall right-hander.
He's working on his pitch mix, though, from what I've heard.
He's got to work on some things.
Yeah. More cutter. A lot more cutter.
Cutter, yeah. Mix it, whatever it takes. He went 3 2/3 last time around. Gave up 6 hits, walked a batter, gave up 3 earned. Did leave with runners on second and third, but our guy Murph got him out of a jam and then got sent packing.
Which, again, it was just in poor taste that Ken was taking like a victory lap
on
that.
Ken hates Murph.
He hates him.
I don't really know why. Spencer Arrighetti?
Yeah, Arrighetti.
I believe
is how you say that, yeah.
Serengeti is getting the start tonight for Houston.
He'll punch you out. That guy's got some K's.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched a lot this year. He is just 1-2. With a 7.43 earned run average.
Maybe the Red Sox have a shot.
13 Ks and 13 in the third innings.
Oh, there you go.
So this will be his fourth start of the year.
Strong ratio.
So hopefully they can get to him a little bit. The money line tonight, it's Sox minus 105, Houston minus 115. So basically they're saying that Houston more likely to win this
game.
It's a no bet for me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Oh, I didn't ask you about the Houston Astros uniforms from last night. You like those bad boys?
Should we uniform police them
real quick. So the City Connect unis for Houston, they're like the white, they kind of pop.
Yeah, they almost looked old school Atlanta Braves-ish. It said Stros, right? It didn't say Astros.
Which
it just said
cool.
Stros.
I think that's a cool way of saying it.
Let's hang.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe. Fashion police.
So they have a couple of different ones. They're a City Connect. They have the navy blue ones that say Space City on them. And then they have these white ones that it's like a lighter orange that like does the little star outline. The swoosh is an orange, white jersey, and it just says Stros.
Yeah.
I feel like you can pop an A on there and
coulda
just write Astros.
Yeah.
That's the name of your team.
It probably saved them a few bucks.
Would you?
The stitching. I did not like these. It sounds like you liked them.
I liked them.
21?
Oh, no, 71.
21.
I'm going 71.
I really like the old.
I thought they look good.
In the uniform bracket, Keith.
Yeah, you like the old ridiculous ones.
But I love those ones.
Yeah.
They need to do something closer to those than these. I didn't like these at all last night.
I feel like the hat is very Diamondbacks.
Yeah,
you're right. It is. It's like a Diamondbacks meets old Angels. Remember like the old Angels ones?
Oh, with the halo. With the little halo. Those were nice.
The little halo, yeah. Tony Danza.
Angels in the outfield. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like those last
night.
Okay,
you don't like them. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Oops.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty
grab bag?
Buffalo Bills running back James Cook back at practice despite some contract disagreements.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know where Dice would take him in a fantasy league, but I think that means we're wheels up on James Cook, I think is what that means.
He won't be taking him in our fantasy league.
No,
he
now
is. He's coming at me.
And the text line is flooded with Dice texts and also the Twitter sphere as
mean
well.
Mean tweets as well. A series of mean tweets.
Oh, yeah.
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 Not great.
Oh, I knew you were
grab bag.
When you walked in.
Grab bag.
Taylor Swift is going to be on the Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce podcast, New Heights.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to be on there together.
How dare you, Nick?
Those lovebirds. I love Nick, so I don't sign off on the Mayo Grown. I love love. And so, yeah, she's going to be on there. I guess she has a new album coming out, too.
You guess she has a new album.
Well, that's what they said, right?
Yeah. No, she does.
If you open Twitter at all today,
is the podcast out yet or no? Just clips of it?
No, the podcast is Wednesday. The only clip I saw was just her and Kelce being like, oh, your shirt matches my eyes or something like that.
Nice.
I say, yeah. Looks pretty good on the floor, am I right?
God, but come on. But, how dare you?
What is
I was, profanity?
I was trying to find the name of her album, The Life and Times of a Showgirl or something like
the
that.
The Life and Times of a Showgirl?
The Life of a Showgirl. Sorry.
The last Showgirl was a Pamela Anderson movie that just came out last year.
How's that?
Nice.
I didn't see it.
Well, Showgirls with Jesse Spano.
Oh man. Elizabeth Barkley. Yeah.
Well, could have
Berkeley?
Barkley?
Berkeley?
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Elizabeth Berkeley.
Sure, her. Saquon.
That movie was.
I'd watch a remake with Saquon Barkley.
That movie was wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was. I'm going to.
Come on, Nick. There's a pool scene that you can't unsee. It's just violent in nature.
What was the topic here? What was the question?
What?
Was oh
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. Yeah,
she's on
New Heights.
She's on a podcast with the Kelce brothers.
Nice.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Jones, the Milwaukee Brewers have won 10 straight games. They have the best record in baseball. They have the best run differential in baseball. Are they going to win the World Series?
No. I don't mean to rile up the guy. They might. Is that guy still tweeting at us? Our Twitter lines might be a little full.
Oh, on Instagram he's pissed.
Oh, is that what it is about?
I think he's mad on Instagram.
Oh, you guys like the Brewers now? Yeah. How do you like them now? We've been hearing from that guy ever since we did our MLB tiers.
No, I mean, I like them.
I don't believe in them one bit.
You don't believe in them one bit?
Not even a little bit.
Grab bag.
All right. How about Cam Hayward saying that he might sit out regular season games if he doesn't get a new deal with the Steelers?
This is an annoying holdout to me. Like, James Cook, I kind of get. Micah Parsons, I definitely
get.
Right. This one and their stupid kicker, like, guys, just, you know, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Grab bag! Guys!
Good news, UFC fans. Dana White said the fight at the White House will take place July 4th. They're not like storming the White House, but they're going to go.
That's actually happening?
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Dana White says he's going to go talk to the president and his daughter, Ivanka Trump. And they're going to figure out the details on that. But you can pretty much, in pencil anyway, I would say July 4th next year, America's birthday, bring a little octagon to the White House.
Great.
Go see him. And I assume you'd be able to watch that on Paramount Plus.
Nice.
I assume.
I would hope.
If that's kind of how.
The new deal. I expect that's part of it. Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, we have two dork podcasts out there right now, both available on YouTube, one on the Odyssey app. The second will be available tonight. So it's a full breakdown of weapons. We gave you a little just a taste, a spoiler-free taste yesterday on the show. Full spoiler, full on weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick and I received a text from Stiz today.
Oh, a novel.
Great point. Not really a text. Too long for a tweet.
Did he actually see it?
He did.
Oh.
And he still likes Bring Her Back better. So he's sticking to his point that he made before he even saw the movie.
It's confirmation bias is what that
but
is.
But he's like, what are you saying? There's like, well, there's a few plot things I don't know about. But overall, yeah, it's pretty good. But, you know, it's great. It's great. You're mad about it because you saw... Like positive
couple things
tweets,
were a little goofy, which I don't necessarily know if I agree with. And some plot points, I was like, eh. But I really liked it.
Oh, okay. So you were a soft 5?
No, I went 5.5.
Oh, you were?
I landed on a 5.5.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Great.
I was wrestling with it, and then we talked it out on the podcast last night. I'm like, I really like this movie.
Okay.
So I went firm 5.5.
Okay.
And I think Davey also went 5.5. So okay. Dueling 5.5.
Well, I guess my roundabout question was, and maybe I can ask him when we see him, if he's not busy meeting with Ted about their fantasy team. But where did Stiz grade it? Or was that not that question not broached?
He just liked it. I'll ask him.
5 or 6?
7.
Okay.
And then we had hashtag dork history last night. War of the Worlds 2025 Ice Cube's movie. It's the first 0 out of 6 I've ever given.
That you've
I've
given.
I've never given a zero. Actually, I don't think Davey's ever given a zero.
Did Davey?
Sick brag.
He gave it a one.
Okay, so he still hasn't given out a zero.
No.
Wow.
I was like, I'm going to give this one a zero. And because it was a one, this is my take. It was a one the whole time. And then the last half hour just turned into an ad for Amazon, which it was already on. So I was like, this is a zero. This is insulting to me.
Huh.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
He did homer.
Did he last night?
He homered.
You know what? That's actually something I didn't. I haven't updated my.
But they lost again.
I didn't update the Master Devers file. I forgot to do that actually. Huh?
Yeah, he went 0 for 4 the night before. He went 1 for 4 last night. Did sock a dinger, but it came in a 4-1 loss to the Padres. So the Giants are now one game under 500.
Well, in his defense, he has been finally heating up a little bit. I think he's homered in like 3 of the last 4.
Okay.
But yeah, they continue to lose baseball games.
Grab bag.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
Definitely not.
They're getting further. No. They're getting further away.
Yeah, we might need to throw that one out.
We might need another new one.
Every time we bring it up, they start to do poorly. So we need to do something about that.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, who was the best Major League Baseball performer from Monday, August 11th? Was it Zach Neto? 3 for 3, 2 home runs, 3 runs scored. Was it Ramon Urias? 3 for 4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs.
Red Sox killer.
Was it Junior Caminero? 3 for 4, home run, 2 runs scored. Was it Shea Langeliers? 3 for 4, home run, 2 runs scored. Was it Jose Soriano? 6 scoreless with 6 strikeouts, or was it Will Warren? 6 2/3, 2 runs allowed, 7 Ks.
7!
I'm going to go with Zach Neto. That's another Red Sox killer. It was his 8th leadoff home run of the year.
How do you like that?
That's an Angels record.
Wow.
Single season record, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Right, yeah, no doubt.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Oop, I also missed a quick Patriots roster update.
Oh.
The Patriots have signed running back Shane Watts and released running back Denerick Prince. So Shane Watts, who played 4 years at Fort Hayes State.
Yeah, he was like a really good Division II player.
Yeah. 5'9", 195, finished the year with 1,300 rushing yards, 1,700 all-purpose yards. How do you like that?
Pretty good.
Random player today, though.
Oh, sorry, yes.
I was just throwing that in there. I didn't want people to be like, hey, Keith, you forgot about the roster move. No,
sorry,
I didn't. No, I didn't.
You forgot about, what's his name again?
Shane Watts.
Shane Watts, thank you.
Shane Watts.
Yeah, you missed that.
All right, here's a ball player who pitched. We're only giving you one hint. Pitched for several teams in a 21-year career.
Wow.
That's right.
No joke.
Houston Astros, obviously, sure. In addition to Texas Rangers, Boston Red Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, San Francisco Giants, Chicago White Sox, Pittsburgh Pirates, Toronto Blue Jays.
Why are you leaning towards the buy? I got nothing.
I thought maybe you'd have
it. No, I don't have it yet. What year was
he? Pitched for all those teams.
What year was he in Boston?
Early 90s.
Early 90s.
Cracked into the majors, 3 games pitched in 1978. Hung him up after the 1998 season. This man spanned decades.
I mean, it sounds like Eck. It's not Eck.
It's not Dennis Eckersley.
What you say, which side he threw from, right or left?
Oh, he'd throw it from the right side. Also, would dig in from the right side if the opportunity presented itself, which it did.
Good.
When he pitched in the National League for 8 years. He also.
All-Star?
Who?
All-Star?
No All-Stars. However, in 1990, he had the best ERA. ERA title, 1990.
Bruce Hurst?
Not Bruce Hurst.
But you said he's a righty.
He is a right-hander. Textline has it and Twitch has it.
No!
What year he was in Boston?
91, 2, 3, and 4. That's when I really got into baseball cards. If you guys want to. Who?
Jeff Reardon.
Nope, not Jeff Reardon. No, this guy was.
Not Aaron Seeley.
He was, I would say, predominantly a starter, although he pitched so long, he also did pitch out of the pen. But 1990, he had a 2.21 ERA for Houston, which led the majors. Or at least
John Dobson.
No.
John Wasden?
No. Way back Wasden?
No. No. I was, no. I'm going to cheat and look.
Yeah.
Do I see it?
Yeah.
Danny Darwin?
He got it!
Danny Darwin?
Huh.
Yeah. Oh. Darwin theory.
Okay.
Yeah. Danny Wayne Darwin was known.
I kind of remember that name. I don't even remember him in Boston.
Remember him in Boston? Remember him in Houston? Yeah. All those other teams? Never in a million years. Huh.
He was known as the Bonham Bullet or Dr. Death.
Oh, those are good nicknames.
Those are great nicknames.
Both really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonham was where he was from in Texas.
Got it.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
No, I think you got it.
Bonham or Dr. Death.
Who was it again?
He led the league in ERA and did get a Cy Young vote.
Wild.
Probably a hot September.
Well, that was 1990. Who do you think won it?
Oh, yeah, wait. Didn't get a Cy Young vote.
No.
Didn't make an all-star team.
Didn't get a sniff.
Yeah. Okay. Good year. He didn't have enough wins. He's only 11 wins. It was backwards thinking back then.
I guess. Yeah, you would think you'd be in the mix for it. They didn't really look at war.
He also led in whip. ERA plus. Walks per nine. What a year.
Doug Drabek won it because Houston was in the National League.
Yeah.
Doug Drabek won it, followed by Ramon Martinez, Frank Viola, Dwight Gooden, and Randy Myers.
Wow. That was a tough five to crack.
I would say so.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Frank Viola threw 249 and two-thirds innings that year.
How many did he throw the next year?
Probably just the same.
Yeah, okay.
They had three guys on that list win 20 games.
Nice. That's there you go. Answer your own question.
That's why you need
to sign. Yeah, he's winning 20 games. That's
man.
Why.
Man.
There you go. Random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way and the clip du jour next.